Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Word.
Our word for this week is providence. The idea of God's providence goes all the way back to the very beginning, as so many things do, to the book of Genesis. God's providence is often linked with his act as creator, namely that God did not just start the world off and leave it to chaos and to itself, but he also preserves it daily, and he takes care of providing for his creation. Remember how when God created Adam and Eve in the garden, he reminded them that they could eat of any tree in the garden, of any of the fruit there except the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Even after Adam and Eve disobeyed that command and allowed sin to enter the world, and that sin eventually wreaked havoc and God had to reset everything through Noah's flood, he gave a promise to Noah in Genesis 8 verse 22 by saying, "While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease." God was promising to Noah that he would continue to provide for the creation. Important for us also to remember that as God provides for the creation, he shows that care and that the provision for all creatures. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 15 and 16, "The eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and you satisfy the desire of every living thing." God does not just give food to the believer. He does not just allow plants to grow for his children by faith, but he provides for all creation. That's part of his providence. But it's also important for us to remember that God wants that providence and that provision to lead us to the knowledge of salvation contained in the scriptures. It's part of what we call the natural knowledge of God. That knowledge, when we look out into the world and we see that God provides for our needs, that's meant to drive us to find out from his word that God also provides for our spiritual needs by forgiving our sins. Jesus had a very important statement in Matthew chapter 6 about God's providence, but also God's grace. When speaking to the people there, Jesus said, "Do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' God provides for you," was Jesus' message. And Jesus used two illustrations to describe that. He said, if God provides for the flowers of the field and gives them the nutrients they need to grow, and if God provides for even the smallest birds of creation and gives them the food that they need, he will provide for you as well, because he cares about you as his child, and he wants you to come to faith. And following that section, Jesus capped it off by saying in verse 33, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Jesus' message for the people and for us is that, yes, it is important that God provides for our daily needs, and we don't have to worry about those things. But think more importantly about what he does for your soul, the spiritual need that he fills in your life, the gospel of forgiveness that takes away your sin and gives you his righteousness and holiness. Jesus says, seek that first, and everything else in life will fall in line. That's what God's providence is meant to lead us to. Most importantly, the grace that we find out about through God's word. And that's why the Apostle Paul summarized in Romans chapter 8 in the very same way. Paul said, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also freely give us all things? Paul was saying there, if God cared enough about you to send his own son on the cross to pay for your sin, the message of salvation we find in the Bible, if God cared enough about you to do that, will he not also give you the things that you need in life? Truly, God's providence and God's grace reminds us that if God is for us, no enemy can stand against us. What a beautiful and comforting picture we have in the scriptures of God's providence. providence. Not only does He take care of our daily needs, not only does He give us what we need without us having to worry about it, but He also has suffered, died, and risen again for our sins.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.